Every week here on KNKX, we tell stories from around the Northwest on our show, Sound Effect. There's always a theme. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer has this next story about the last straw.
I grew up on Capitol Hill in the 1970s and 80s, and then I moved away, but I stayed a lifelong Sonics fan that whole time.
You're listening to Sound Effect. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and this is actor Ben Weber. He's been in movies like Kissing Jessica Stein and shows like Sex and the City, but he's also gotten attention for his love of Seattle's dearly departed NBA team. We talked over Skype.
I remember when the Sonics would play, I would play this game, this basketball game that was on my early PC to sort of predict the Sonics victory that later that day. There was this church like a couple blocks away from me on Capitol Hill, and sometimes it had a really low hoop, like a dunk hoop, and I'd go there and reenact some of the highlights from the games afterwards. And so it was this thing that was all the time everywhere.
At that time, how familiar were you with the name Howard Schultz?
I remember when I was at college, my grandmother would send me coffee beans from Starbucks. I remember getting to New York and telling people that I was like, okay, get ready. Starbucks is coming, people.
So you were an early adopter when it came to Starbucks, really?
I mean, God damn it. Yes, I was. I was like trying to be a cool kid.
And did you connect Starbucks to the Sonics? I mean, did it occur to you that this was the same guy? Is that obvious?
Yes. I started to put those pieces together. And I was like, boy, that's weird. This guy from Brooklyn goes to Seattle and then he buys the team. I'm like, okay, sure. What could possibly go wrong?
So let's fast forward to when something did go terribly awry. Yeah. What do you remember about learning about the transaction?
Well, Schultz said that he was going to keep the team there, and then he sold them to this concern from Oklahoma City, who made this really lame attempt to keep the team there and keep the fans happy. But it was very clear very early on, it was never going to stay in Seattle, Oklahoma City. We were screwed.
When it became clear that that's what was in the offing, that Seattle was going to lose its team, how did that feel to you?
So in a weird way, it was great to be not in Seattle. I was like, well, I'm already, you know, I should just grow up anyways. Like, I can't be a Sonics fan forever, but you just can't change this. You know, you're just hardwired, and it sucked. It really, really sucked.
How did you decide that you weren't going to just take this line down?
Well, I was just like, I'm going to make a video, and it's going to be sort of a call to action, and I'm going to sort of just talk about how I really feel.
I hate Howard Schultz, the owner of Starbucks. Every time I go into a Starbucks and I find a copy of his book, Onward, I rip out the table of contents and I use it to clog the toilet. Okay, I don't actually do that.
I wanted people to, like, you know, rip down the drywall, just destroy the place. That's probably a bad idea, and I could probably get in a lot of trouble. So I was like, we'll just start very small.
But every time I go into a Starbucks, I always ask for an extra straw that I do not need, and I throw away upon exiting the store. It's a small thing, but I think it's starting to get to Howard Schultz.
And hopefully, store by store, you know, we'd be able to take him down. And, you know, maybe he would do the right thing and get basketball back in Seattle again. And I'm still holding out hope that that could happen.
What has been the reaction beyond your circle of friends and family?
You know, it didn't go maybe it's quite as viral as I had hoped, but I feel like the people who were in the right places saw it, and I don't know, I felt vindicated. You know, unfortunately, Starbucks doesn't release information about its straws and how they're used to the consumers, so it's really hard to know how hard we were hitting them, but I can imagine, you know. I bet there's a lot of low-level employees that were refilling straw canisters that were like, you know, where the hell are these things going?
And they're sweating in the boardroom over this, obviously.
Yeah. I mean, they're having emergency meetings. I mean, you could tell. They're hurting.
I love coffee. I love tea. I love the Jaffa Jive and it loves me. Coffee and tea and the Jaffa and me. A cup, a cup, a cup, a cup.
Today on Sound Effect, our theme is Last Straw. Even if not everyone takes the term quite as literally as Ben Weber, we've all confronted that breaking point where something just has to give. A cup, a cup.